Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hello and welcome to Case File 5 of Microscope, the show that examines some of the world's biggest mysteries. Each episode we'll be interviewing a different special guest to help us try and explain the unexplainable. This time we're looking at wizards. I sat down with Burly Jim Turvey, a personal trainer from London who is convinced his local gym has been infiltrated by wizards. We chatted about what these wizards look like and how they affected his day-to-day life in the gym. The recording starts with me asking Burly Jim about the first day he discovered them.
You come into the gym one morning, presumably. What do you see? Just talk us through. Can we have some sort of wizard music?
Yeah, man. So, like, walk in, and, like, that's playing. I'm like, someone ain't right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
sure.
You hear that, you're like, all right.
Something's unusual.
Yeah, it weren't October or nothing. Yeah. So I'm like, all right. How you got a family member whose beard's long? You got a family member who's got a beard?
No. Well, so, wait, I mean, I've got an uncle who's got a beard, if that helps. Does it have to be? Well, it's a family member, sorry. Don't normally fuck up, but...
How long is his beard?
4 inches.
So, like, I walk in and there's a guy having an espresso.
Mm-hmm. An espresso?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's another guy sat next to him.
Yeah.
Having an espresso. Like, right. Kind of, they're both like having an espresso.
They're two people having an espresso. Picture anyway. The scene. Yeah.
Yeah, and I know them, so I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Well, okay, right. Yeah. That didn't. You're fine with that. Moving on.
Fleshing it out.
Yeah.
So I'm like, everything's fine, normal day. Anyway, yeah. I go out to the gym and I got.
So you go to the gym. So you weren't even in the gym at that point.
No, there's a cafe under the. There's a cafe under the gym.
Right, that sells coffee. Right. Okay.
Yeah. And yeah. It sells like protein.
Yeah. Okay.
So I go to the sauna.
Mm-hmm.
And my job is to make sure that like, there's no one trapped in there or something like that.
Yeah, that's your job, is it? How many times has that happened in the past?
Do you want to hear that story?
I want to hear that story.
Right, well, like, I thought he was joking, you know, like, yeah. It's a door, isn't it?
Mm. What?
You just open the door.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So but... I'm like, I'm looking at him, like, we'll just open it, because I know him, like. Anyway, he's like... Well, he's screaming. I can't hear him screaming. I just think he's showing me his mouth. I don't know.
So soundproof sauna door.
Soundproof sauna door.
Right.
Anyway, I go in.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
Yes, please. I've been saying the one thing we've missed is the production quality of this. Characters nailed. Premise nailed. Couple more sound effects and we will get ourselves a Sony Award, I'm sure of it. Now...
Are they still doing them?
I've no idea. Also, I think we have to release these to actually... to be in contention. So just remind me again. So you open the door. Or do you actually? You're looking at it. Yeah, go on.
No, I opened the door, yeah.
So what did you do to him? You...
I opened the door.
Yeah.
And he's like, he said he went in there 6'5", but he's been in there all night, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, you know, 5 foot.
Right.
He's gone.
He's not gone, is he?
He says, where have I gone? I don't have all the answers, man.
Yeah,
what are you even doing in here overnight?
Yeah. So like a raisin, he just sort of shrunk a little bit.
Yeah.
So your job now is to check that that hasn't happened.
Why not make sure you know, yeah, that's it.
Why not check the sauna before you leave?
I'm going to say that. I'm checking you ain't become raisin. Love that. Love that. Anyway, but
right,
you know,
so part of
thing is, though, no, seriously, so yeah, this guy, his beard was long.
Oh, okay.
And I don't judge him, like, whatever. No.
Sorry, the guy in the sauna, or the guy, this is...
No, this other guy. Yeah. His beard is like your uncle, 4 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Nothing on this?
Nah, this guy's like, he's touching his knees.
Touching his knees?
Yeah.
And you think
when
this
he sat down, like when he stands up, it's like by his waist or something.
He's leaning over. Yeah, yeah, right.
Well, like, the thing is, when you're in a gym,
yeah,
you can't tell how long a guy's beard is. Because if they're crunching, you think, rah, that's a long beard. It's by their feet. But then when they come back up straight, you're like, yeah, oh, that's a normal beard.
That's a normal
cool,
beard,
cool,
right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So some people have said, nah, I'm just seeing people crunch. They ain't wizards.
Yeah.
But this guy, he was tall, man.
Yeah.
He was stood up straight, right? He was stretching.
Yeah.
And his beard was long.
Oh, long, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And the thing is, you think, well, I just ain't seen him around a local area.
Right.
You
and
know?
You, so you had a suspicion, initially or later on, that this guy might have been a wizard? What first sort of...
Well, you know the... I know you saying you ain't been to the gym. You know the running machine?
Yes.
Yeah. So I ain't switched them on yet.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've got the premise in my head.
I go around the gym in the morning...
Yeah, check the saunas haven't shrunk people, then switch on the running machines.
That's it.
Yeah.
This guy's going like 70 mile an hour. On the running machine.
On the running machine.
I ain't turned it on yet.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I think so. So is the thing moving, or he's just sort of running on the spot like an old video game? What?
Well, he's just running fast.
Right, okay. And you were like, something's not right here.
Well, I go up to him like, bro, I ain't turned it on yet.
Yeah. What's he say?
He's like, you know, he got all philosophical. He's like, if a running machine's turned on, is someone running on the running machine? And I'm like, oh, you know. So I was like, yeah, all right. So I got on.
So you got on the running machine yourself?
Yeah, I got on behind him.
Right, okay.
And me and him start running.
Yeah.
And his beard is getting in my, like, in my mouth and stuff.
In your mouth?
Yeah, because he's going so fast.
Yeah.
He's going over his shoulders.
Hang on a minute. But he's not moving fast in relation to the wind, is he? He's just running.
He's just going really
his
fast.
His legs are going at 70 miles an hour.
Yeah, his legs are going 70 miles an hour.
Presumably his torso remains remains at 0 miles an hour. I'm not for one moment doubting that the activity...
Hey, what are you saying? No, he's going 7 miles an hour, this guy.
Yeah,
he's going. What? His legs
on the spot.
Yeah, but what are you saying, man? No.
Right.
If you're running 70 mile an hour on a running machine, that ain't moving.
Yeah.
You're saying that you're not. He is.
Right.
His beard went all in my mouth.
Okay. Right. Fair enough.
Man,
I suppose magic is at play. So.
Anyway, So you know, me and him, we work out. Anyway, I get to know him, right?
Yep.
And
what's his name?
Tony
the wizard.
Well, I didn't know he was a... Wizards don't give you that shit early doors, man.
Well, okay.
Anyway, we sat down. We're having chicken. I'm talking in front
of... chicken?
Yeah, that's what you got to eat.
Right.
Chicken, yeah?
Yeah.
What's your diet? What have you eaten today?
I had a pie and chips.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got any sides?
I had some mushrooms.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that it?
And a leek. Don't ask.
Get rid of the pie.
Get rid of the pie, yeah.
Just eat the leek and the mushrooms, yeah? And then we can talk.
Okay.
All right? So Tony, he eats like you. He's having pie and mash or that.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, bro. You got to be eating, like, chicken, protein, yeah? What do you eat in the morning?
I don't have anything in the morning.
Right. It's a problem, isn't it?
Is this guy?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what's good? Bagels with peanut butter. Serious.
Is it?
Yeah. But he's like... You know, so we get talking. I go around his house. Yeah, he's nice.
Where does he live?
Pardon me?
Where does he live?
He told me to meet me by a tree. I'm like, all right, man. I don't know. He just says, meet me by trees. I'm like, yeah,
right.
So, man, cool, whatever. Anyway, we're walking in, like, these woods, man. Like, woodland. I'm like, right, he owns the woods or something. Like, I didn't know there was a house in the woods. Anyway, we get to this tree, right? Have you seen Wind in the Willows?
No.
Nah, neither had I. And he's like, this is like Wind in the Willows.
Right.
I'm like, mate, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Right. You know what I mean? He said, David Jason. I'm like, what are you talking about, David Jason? He's like, the guy who falls through the bar light. I'm like, yeah. He's like, he's a frog. I'm like, what the fuck have you been on, man, Tony?
Anyway.
We go in this tree, right?
You go in the tree.
Yeah,
you go inside a tree. And what, is there a door?
There's a door in the tree.
Okay, fair enough.
So we go in.
There we are. So you're there out in the woods, inside a tree.
Yeah. And there's a lift.
There's a lift.
Yeah, it goes down.
Yeah.
And I'm just laughing.
Yeah. You're laughing?
It's funny, isn't it?
Anyway. How many floors do you think you go down? Actually, let's not get into floors again. Fucking hell, not after last week. Right,
we go one floor. One floor.
Yeah.
And I meet his family, and they've all got beards, and they're cool. Anyway, so I sit down, I'm like, right, there's something ain't right.
Something ain't right.
No, ain't right.
Well, I've gone down one floor in a lift in a tree.
Yeah, right.
What further detail has perturbed you such?
Have you ever been into a wizard's house?
No.
Man, they eat the finest ingredients.
Do they? Ingredients? Do they cook them?
No, they don't cook them. That's the thing. They just lay out the ingredients. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I found it strange. Mm. I was like, you know, surely you should mix this in a bowl or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah.
And what do? Do they Mr. Bean it, or do they just eat each ingredient separately?
They mix it in their mouth.
Yeah.
And you know, like penguins.
Right. One lad's not happy about that.
Well, I don't know what I mean. I don't know what they do. He said we do it like penguins.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Remiss of me to ask you for a list, but what ingredients were there?
Right. It was big table.
Was it? Of course it was. Right. Well,
I've got a photographic memory.
Have you? Have you? Yeah,
I remember everything on that table.
Give me 10.
Not forget these kind of things.
Give me 10 items.
10 items. Right. It's like 6 eggs for a start. And then, like, family-sized box of cornflakes, like, 1 kg.
Mm.
And I make a joke. I'm like, you could, you know, do, you know, weights with that.
How does that go down with the wizards?
Oh, no, you should. It's his daughter. Bam.
His daughter with a big beard? You know what? Actually, 2019, that's perfectly fine.
But they, also, I tell him, do you know what you got to do? You might know this. When you do press-ups, hold eggs in your hands.
What? Go on. Explain that.
Depressed.
Yeah. No, that's you're repeating it. Explain.
Yeah. I thought you hadn't heard me.
Well, okay, I had heard you. When you do push-ups, have eggs in your hands. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. What is it?
Because, you know, you don't want to break the egg.
You don't want to brain the egg. Break the egg. My
you don't
mistake.
Want to break the egg.
Yeah.
So you're real careful.
Mm-hmm.
So you just get up as quick as you can. You understand?
Right, okay. So your first sort of encounter with, might not have thought at the time he was a wizard, was Tony. Were there other sort of weird individuals in the gym, sort of later on?
Yeah, yeah. There was this family,
mm-hmm.
always working out at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
10-year-old.
A 10-year-old?
Yeah. A 14-year-old.
14-year-old.
I'd say mid-40s dad.
Yeah.
And the mum.
Right.
The weights.
They were doing the weights?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. One's on his phone, yeah?
Okay. Which one?
The 10-year-old.
Right.
Like they are, isn't it?
Satire.
And weights are just floating around him, right?
Like Matilda?
Huh?
Like Matilda?
Yeah, like Matilda.
Or any other reference to
levitation. What's Matilda? What's she up to?
No, it was the film, wasn't it? She got angry and then carrots and shit would fly around.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
Anyway.
So this kid, and he, like, these weights are flying around.
Yeah.
So I go up to him, I'm like, Chief.
That's how you react, is it? Chief, yeah?
Yeah, I'm like, look, that's not how you do it. Do you know what I mean? What's that doing?
Mm.
He gives me this look. I'm just like, well, I ain't messing with him. I'm going to go talk to his dad.
Yeah.
His dad's like on the ceiling or something.
So they all
on, on his phone. He can't get signal or something.
Right. Okay. So they're all on their phones and they're all making.
Yeah, all the family on their phone.
And there's all weights just flying around the weights room. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And do they look like they're like exerting effort to do this, or they? I guess if they're on their phone, then they're pretty casual about it.
Yeah. Well, the mum works hard. The mum's on the rowing machine.
Right.
But like, she just sat on her phone, right?
Yeah.
And like she's got one of those big phones, like, so she's got two hands on that thing.
Yeah.
She's using her legs to pull the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I go over to her and I'm like, look, I can't speak to your husband, he's busy.
Yeah.
He's up there. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your 10-year-old, I don't know what he's playing at, but those are dangerous, you know, very high things.
Sure, flying around, yeah.
So she takes her headphones out.
Yep.
And she goes, I've noticed you around.
Right.
I'm like, yeah. And she goes, you know, I'm bored.
I'm bored?
Bored.
Right.
No, she goes, yeah. Yeah, they're annoying, aren't they?
The kids?
Yeah.
And the father? Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
She's been quite flirty then. Is that what I'm reading?
Oh, I don't know, that's it.
Right.
So I says, well, you know, I know, what are you doing? You know.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, well, you know.
Start chatting her up.
Yeah.
Chatting up a wizard's wife.
That's it. Anyway, I'm like, where should we meet? We can't, you know, where should we meet?
Yeah. Where did you meet?
So she says, meet by this tree, right?
By this tree, yeah. In the woods, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
So I'm like, I've been this trip before. She's like, no, you haven't. I'm like, anyway, I have, isn't it?
Was it the same tree?
Same tree. Man.
Same tree. And what, different flat?
No, we go to the same floor.
Right.
So all of a sudden I'm like, right, I've been in this house before, man.
Yeah.
Like all these, there's like ingredients. Anyway, we start
getting down to it. Is and I don't want to turn this podcast blue, but is it different with a wizard?
Well, that's right. Right, I'll say this.
Yeah,
I'll say this. You know what, mate? Like, I feel like I've got to spread the message.
Hmm.
All the lights are off, right?
Yeah.
And I'm looking for her.
You're looking for her.
She's like, come here.
Yeah.
She's like, come here.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, well, you know, because they don't sleep in beds.
Right.
There's no bed in the bedroom.
What is in the bedroom? Huh? Well, you don't know, the lights are off.
Huh?
You don't know, what is in the bedroom?
Well, the light, I've got my, as you can see, I've got my fluorescent sweatbands on.
Yes, for people.
So I've got them on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I keep... I get naked, but I keep them on.
Okay, fair enough.
So I'm like, where are you, man?
Yep.
I'm not getting angry. I'm just like, I'm getting frustrated.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. You come back to her.
She's like, I'm over here. I'm like, you know.
You're ambling around, trying to find her.
Anyway, I find this, like, candle. Or
candle, yeah.
Yeah.
Find a candle. What would you do?
Fun.
Yeah, go on. You got the candle.
I find the candle.
Yeah.
And I've got this one match that I've got.
You've got this one match, despite the fact you've stripped naked. You have procured.
I keep it in my sweatband.
Keep it in your sweatband. Fair enough.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Just in case
you're in a wizard's house.
And I've got
the lights,
you know,
go off and you find a candle.
The thing is that because I work out, I'm a PE teacher and I've got really rough hands, so I could just strike the match.
Strike it on your hands. Yeah. Candle lit.
Anyway, I light the candle. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for them, right? Come on, man. You invite me back. Next thing. Next thing. This is where I'm like, this is what I'm getting nervous about telling you this.
Right.
Door, bang, breaks down. It's her husband.
A wizard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His silhouette is in the door.
Okay. Is he on the floor or the ceiling on this occasion?
Well, he's on the floor to go through the door, but then he goes up the ceiling. So I'm like, shit, I'll get down.
Try and hide.
Hide under their bedside table.
Yeah,
it's weird they got that, because they ain't got no bed.
Do you extinguish the candle, or is that...
Nah, that's the thing.
Right.
So he spots me.
relatively quickly, I would imagine.
Well, that's it. I'm all lit up.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah. Yeah.
Right. He sees, but the thing is, right? So, you know, I know this is recording, but so my, you can't see this, but the audience in front of me can, and I know you can. Mm. So my sweatband that can't go over my head.
Yeah.
It's just perched on my head, right?
Yeah, if you listen at home, Burly Jim Turvey has a sweatband just stuck on the top of his head. It doesn't go round his head.
No. That saved my life that day.
Right.
I blow out the candle.
Yeah.
I quickly take the sweatbands off my wrists.
Yeah.
So I've only got one
sweatband on your head.
On my head.
Yeah.
I stick out my head.
From behind the bedside table.
From behind the bedside table.
Yeah.
And I say, shake my hand, man.
Shake my hand, man.
Shake my hand.
Yeah.
Because he thinks the sweatband's attached to my wrist.
Oh, I see. Right. So he thinks, or rather, sorry, you think that he thinks that your head is now your hand.
That's it.
Right.
But it's dark, so he can't see.
He can't see because the candle.
All he can see in the dark room is the sweatband.
There's one sweatband.
So he thinks, well, that's obviously going to be attached to a hand.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he comes to shake.
Shake your head. Yeah.
Because, you know, peace. Peace, man.
Peace.
Just
yeah.
Peace.
Yeah.
And with both free hands that he had expected, I pin him down.
Mm.
And, you know, I just... He's shocked at that.
Yeah, you hightail it out of there?
Huh? I get out of there quick, man.
Yeah, yeah,
I go up the lift and I just run.
Out of the woods. Well, what an excellent tale. Now, so did fucking the wife of a wizard affect the wizards in the gym? I'm sure that's a question we're all asking.
Well,
did you notice some problems in the gym after that?
Yeah, yeah, I got a reputation.
Right.
They got spells and shit.
Spells?
Yeah,
what kind
of
spells were you the victim of?
Well, my car.
Yep.
It started taking me places I didn't want to go.
Oh, I see. Autonomously, you get in.
What's that film? Herbie.
Right, yeah.
Herbie.
Yeah.
My car got Herbie.
Yeah.
Starts talking to me. I'm like, nah, what? Just go home.
What did it sound like?
Huh?
What did it sound like? Give us an impression. Can we get some driving sort of ambience if that's not possible? So you're there. You know, it's a morning. You're getting ready for your day at the gym. You get into the car. Yeah. Shut the door. And then
I put the key in the ignition, right?
Yeah.
And so I've got like it's just like a Siri.
It's like a Siri.
Yeah. So it just goes. So I just go. You know, Siri, take me to the gym.
Oh, so your car is normally autonomous anyway.
Yeah, right.
Okay, right. So sorry, you do have a self-driving car. It's just the wizards cursed it to go to a wrong location.
Now you mention it, I just think it might be broken.
Right.
Actually,
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
So I'm there and I'm like, oh, something ain't right.
Mm.
This is my locker.
Yep.
And this guy comes up behind me.
Wizard?
Yeah, wizard. Yep. And he's like, he taps me on the shoulder with his wand. Anyway, he's like, that's my locker.
And you're confident it's your locker?
Oh, I'm super confident.
Yeah, well, you've worked in the gym for 25 years? I think
you've been working there for 25 years.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I turn around, 360.
No, 180.
One. No, I did 360.
Well, okay, right, yeah.
To fool him, yeah. Like, you dare make me come back. You know what I mean?
Okay, right.
Don't make me come back round.
Well, okay. You pirouette in front of him.
So
right.
I told him, yeah. Pirouette. I like that. Yeah, okay. I like that.
Look at the locker again. What
yeah,
do you
look
do?
At the locker again. Ain't my locker, man. Right.
I mean, it's not your locker. Wasn't your locker?
Nah, ain't my locker.
Right.
It's his locker, isn't it?
So his curse had basically changed the ownership of the locker.
Yeah. Right. So what I did is I turned 90 degrees.
Yeah.
I walked away. Right. Walked away. Never turned back. I didn't turn 180 either.
No.
I just turned
sideways.
I just turned 90 again. Yeah. And I went then 90 left.
Yeah.
Then 90 right, 90 left again, 90
right.
You
zigzagged out of the room.
Huh?
You zigzagged out of the room.
Yeah. Then I just went home that day. Went home.
Well, okay.
I was embarrassed of that.
Yeah, yeah,
I watched the CCTV as well. And they sped up, my manager sped it up, laughing at me. Saying, why are you spinning like that?
Yeah.
No.
And did you ever get to the bottom of it? Like, so your locker just vanished? You never found those items that you presumably kept in there again?
No.
No.
You know, like in old Hollywood films where they had the front of the house, but it was nothing behind it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He'd done that to my locker.
Right. But a locker is an empty space, isn't it?
Whoa. What?
A locker is just a flat wall in front of a cavity.
Yeah, with a roof.
With a roof and some walls.
And some walls.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like a house, isn't it?
Yeah, in a sense. And so were there any... What were the sort of curses that pushed you over the edge and you said, I've got to get rid of these wizards? Yeah, there must have been quite
a lot. Well, yeah, well, that's the thing. So speed this up.
Mm.
I was getting annoyed by this, and it's harassment at the workplace.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
What sort of other things were the wizards doing?
Well, I like tangerines.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'd bring yeah. I'd bring a sack of like Spanish.
A sack.
Yeah, like a sack of Spanish. Easy peel
tangerines.
Right?
How frequently would you bring this sack?
Every morning I sit there, I eat about 12 tangerines. Makes me feel good. Feel like I'm in LA, you know.
In
fun.
LA?
Yeah, yeah, Orange County.
Yeah. Orange County. Yeah.
I didn't know which one it was.
Yeah.
So, you know, anyway, this sack, I open it all up, yeah. Something ain't right.
A motif for the show, if ever there was one. Something ain't right. What's happened to this sack of satsumas? Something peculiar, I suspect. What happened to your sack full of satsumas?
Well, there weren't any orange in the. They were like perfectly formed.
Right.
But then when I go in, there's nothing in there.
There was nothing. What do you mean? What do you mean?
There was nothing. There was 12. So, you know, that's a banana, right?
Yeah.
Imagine opening that banana and there's no banana in there. Skin.
Oh, is that what you mean? So you'd open
just
up...
Just 12 skins.
Right, okay. But in the shape of like a spherical thing, just
yeah,
empty
like
inside.
They're full of like... So they were. So the thing is, I open one up and this purple gas comes at me.
Comes at you, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, the thing is, in movies, people run away from that shit.
Mm. What
I defy you to not go towards a purple gas. Come and have a tangerine. You're like, that's fun, man.
That's fun, is it?
It's fun.
A natural reaction to discovering some purple gas.
So
in
I ate the gas.
Didn't inhale it, you ate it up.
Yeah, ate the gas.
Yum, yum, yum. Purple gas in you. What happened?
So I'm outside the tree, right?
You're back outside the tree?
Immediately outside the tree.
Oh, I see. Just appear.
I'm immediately back outside the tree.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to be back here. Not after the last time. Last time I was there, I was with the, you know...
Trying to fuck his wife.
The door opens. Yep. I'm like, no, I don't want to go in. But I can't help myself going in. It's like I'm possessed.
Because of the gas. The gas.
Anyway, so I throw myself into the lift.
Yeah.
I go down. And it's exactly the same. It's the family all sat there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The table's there with the ingredients.
So, sorry, it's the same family as before.
Yeah.
So where did Tony go? Where did Tony
that's
the...
That's the thing.
Right.
That's the thing, isn't it?
No, yeah.
So I'm going... So that's what I said.
Oh, yeah, okay, right.
I said, where's Tony?
Yeah.
This door swings up.
There's another door in the house.
There's another... Yeah, how houses have doors, not locked up. This door swings open, right?
Beg your pardon? Can we hear that again? The door swings open.
Door swings open, right?
Smaller door than last time.
Yeah, it's tiny. You've got to get my hands and knees.
Right, okay. More of a sort of flap.
Yeah, like a flap.
Yeah.
I poke my head through the flap, yeah?
Yeah.
And there's Tony.
There's Tony.
And he goes, yeah, I've been expecting you.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
And the room he's in... I crawl in. Crawl inside, yeah.
And the door shuts.
Mm.
And he goes, help yourself.
Mm. To what?
And there's a plate of all the orange segments.
Oh, I see that.
Yeah, okay.
How many segments would that be, do you think, to constitute a sack's worth full of tangerines?
Well, I don't know. If there's 8 segments in a tangerine, I had 12 tangerines in the sack. I don't know, 96?
So this adds up. There we are.
That was quite good, right?
No, that was all right,
not
yeah.
Not bad.
Fair enough.
So I throw...
Throw away.
I don't want that. I'm like, no. You're fucking with me, man. Yeah. And he goes, sit down. We got to talk.
Yep.
And he goes, I saw what happened the other week with my, and then there's the rub, grandson.
I beg your pardon?
Tony, he ain't 70. He ain't my age.
Right.
The guy's a grand wizard.
Oh, okay.
This guy's like, I don't know, 600 years old.
600 years old. And his grandson was the
family. All his, he sent his family down to the gym. They use his membership. They only pay for one membership. They all look the same, don't they?
Right,
they
all yeah,
got
fair
beards.
Enough. All got beards, yeah. So you tried to fuck his granddaughter-in-law?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, right.
He wasn't happy about it.
Nah, he said, why are you doing that?
Through the medium of tangerine pranks. He's going to try and put
your... He's eating the oranges now.
He's eating the oranges.
Yeah, he's got a cocktail stick.
Yeah.
But the cocktail stick is like 4 foot long.
Right.
And he's popping the oranges in his mouth.
How's he doing that? If the stick is 4 feet long and his arms are presumably not that long...
His arms are long, man.
Again, he's
a
wizard.
His arms are 5 foot long.
Okay, fair enough.
This guy looks bigger in his house.
Fair enough.
Than he does in the gym.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean?
Well, he's done a successful workout at the gym then, presumably, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's got good arms. So he's eating his oranges off the floor.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man, I don't know if I'm going to get out of here alive.
Right. Bearing in mind you are here now telling the tale. Do suspect an escape is on the cards.
Well, I thought, this is the thing now. I'm going to say this and judge me. So he's 600 years old, right? Mm. Now, I ain't met 600 years old, but I've met loads of, like, 90-year-olds.
Sure.
And they, the best way of confusing them or getting them happy is giving them, like, a slice of cake.
Right, gotcha. Yeah.
So I'm like, tea, man. Do you know what? It's cheat day.
Yeah. Cheat day, so you can have some cake and whatnot. Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
let's put the oranges down. Cheat day.
Right.
He's like, all right. I'm like, well, those ingredients on the table.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, let's do something with them.
Mm-hmm.
He starts laughing. He's like, we've never done that before.
Sure.
I'm like, no, I want to show you something.
Yeah, so just to hurry. So you make you? Do you make a cake with the ingredients?
Yeah, but I poisoned the cake. Yeah,
poison the cake. Yeah,
I carry steroids.
Oh, I see. Right.
Yeah.
You poison. And what reaction did the wizards have to the steroid cake?
Well, steroids makes you big, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I put loads of steroids in the cake.
Yeah, we got that.
And. I put it in the 10-year-old's cake the most.
Oh, okay, right.
So he got big.
Yeah, and ballooned to such a size.
Yeah, that the tree just split.
Right.
And I ran out.
Yeah.
I just took my chance and ran out.
Fair enough. And then And then sort of finally, you know, so obviously you've sort of escaped from these wizards. Mm. Did you ever have any like lasting problems with them? Did they come back to the gym, or was that it? Was there any sort of final showdown?
Yeah,
they
know where I work, so they just followed me to the gym.
Right, okay.
So what the fuck you done? What was you done to
our house? Yeah.
So back I go.
You go back to the tree.
Yeah, yeah. Right. They're wizards, isn't it? They just fix it like
that. They just click the fingers,
yeah,
tree's
wrong.
Back.
They're
yeah.
all back to normal size, so yeah. I'm back in the room.
How do you resolve it? Do you resolve it?
Well, so we're back. I hate to say this, but we're back to... I'm sat opposite him and he's eating oranges.
Oh, okay, right.
Nothing I can do could change what situation I'm in.
No, I see, right.
So I said, look, I didn't mean to, you know, I'm a single man.
Very beautiful wizard's wife.
That's it. I don't want to hurt anyone.
Mm.
He says, do you want a beard?
A beard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, only wizards have beards. He's like, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so do you want a beard? Wizards have beards.
Yeah, I live in the tree now, isn't it?
You live in the tree? I say, right. So you have become a wizard now yourself. I see,
that's
right.
It. And that's how they get you, man.
That's how they get you. So, and you are now, what, a PT for these wizards exclusively?
Yeah, I'm the only... I've got it on my website. That's how you got in touch, man. I'm the only PT for wizards in the north and south of London.
Right, fair enough. North and south, east and west.
There's a guy in central who's driving me mad.
Well, that's the end of the show. This episode was researched by John Kearns, edited by Matt Ewins, and the theme music was by Nikki Green. If you want to come and watch the shows be recorded, then please follow our Twitter account at MicroscopeFun for details. Next time, I'll be playing a compilation of some of the mysteries that we didn't solve. But until then, remain vigilant and catch you next time on Microscope.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.